I'm John Moore here on KRCU Public Radio, and I'm joined with Dr. Melissa Stickle with the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we just came from a major press conference, a new announcement in the city of Cape, a new city manager. But we're also here to talk about some more exciting news, the inaugural event, the Muddy River Marathon. So can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with that?
Well, humbly, we have been selected as the nonprofit recipient of some of the proceeds from that event. And that group has made a commitment financially to support our organization and the mission. And with that, in the same vein, we are helping to recruit a large number of volunteers to participate in the event.
There's also some development on South Sprigg as well. I know that you're moving. So can you tell me about your new location that you're moving to?
Oh, man, we're about 3 weeks out from relocation to the former Cape Girardeau Police Station right there on 40 South Sprigg will be our new home. And yeah, 3 weeks out, we just can't be more excited.
What's going to be, the biggest change for you at your new location?
Well, one, maybe the roof won't leak on us. And also, we won't have to sit on each other's laps in order to get work done. I will actually have my own office, and that's a miracle because there's like five people in there right now. So the biggest change is that it will allow the space for us to grow, to have a better working environment, just to do all the things that we do. But more importantly for the community, it's going to allow some critical spaces for vulnerable populations that we serve that we don't have in our current space, such as our day supportive center, some collaborative areas, and our exciting little jailhouse cafe project.
Well, if someone is new to Cape, or maybe they haven't heard of some of the things that the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri does, I know it probably might be a little bit too long to list, but if you could sum up what your organization does, what would you say?
Ooh, we're change makers. We're community builders. We are the safety net for people in their critical times. We are just what our name says. We are a community partner to the entire community in the Southeast Missouri region.
There are some new projects that you're working on too, along with, as you are the recipient of a portion of the proceeds from this Boston Marathon sanctioned event and inaugural event, a Muddy River Marathon. So that in itself is pretty exciting. There's also a couple of projects, Hope Builders and Hope Village. Can you tell me about what Hope Builders is and Hope Village?
Sure. So Hope Builders is really the branding for our volunteer network that we're trying to build as part of our organization. We do multiple things in the community. As you alluded, we have multiple programs, multiple services, and much of what we do is piggybacked with people who are passionate about that work. And the opportunity, and what we want to do is give people an opportunity to be in relationship with us, be in relationship with the clients that we serve, have an outlet in which to do the thing that they might be passionate about. And, kind of our, I guess our thing is, we give hope for people. And so we play off the word hope a lot in the things that we do. And so Hope Builders is the people, the foundation that are building hope. And it really is a branding for that. Hope Village, again, a play off of hope, is this concept of a tiny home village model that we are proposing as a solution to ending chronically homeless here in Cape Girardeau. And for those who are listening, may have heard a little bit about it, heard the city council presentation that I did, and there's a lot of controversy around it, and there's a lot of uncertainty and fear, and also just a lot of lack of knowledge around the issue. And we hope that we can continue to talk about what the issues are, that there is a problem here in our community, and that we do want to find a solution, and how can we as a community come together to find that solution. And that's really what Hope Village is about a solution to this problem that we're experiencing.
Do you think, what do you think is the biggest misconception with the homeless population in this area?
Ooh, biggest misconception. If you're asking me what the biggest misconception about people experiencing homelessness, I think that would be that all of them are alcoholic drug users, you know, low on the totem pole of society, and that's not the case. There are a lot of people that experience homelessness for a lot of different reasons, and yes, some of that's substance use, some of that's mental illness, but by and large, it's not the only, and it's not all. And I think that stereotype gets overused in looking at that population. But if I were to think about the stereotype just in general around homelessness, and not necessarily a personal trait of a person experiencing homelessness, but just the kind of consensus, is one, this is not in my backyard. We don't have a problem. And two is that if we do something innovative for this population, that whatever we do is going to then somehow subsequently cause an influx in more homelessness. And, you know, those two stereotypes are false and based on a lack of knowledge and understanding of the population.
What's the thing that you tell people who maybe are uninformed about this topic? What is the one thing that you try to emphasize the most?
The one thing I would want to emphasize the most is that one person experiencing homelessness is a problem. Doesn't matter what the number is, if it's one or 99 or 999, one is a problem. And that we are obligated as a community, particularly our agency and many agencies, but as a collective, we're obligated to do something about the issue. And if we just continue to put a blind eye towards it, that it's only going to grow. It'll only get worse. And we do need a solution. We need to do something.
Well, there's many opportunities that you do offer currently. Can you tell me about some of those services that are currently offered through the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri?
Well, we're obviously widely known for our work in the housing world. We do provide rental assistance for individuals that are experiencing homelessness, even maybe those who aren't literally homeless on the street, but those who are fleeing domestic violence, those who may be considered couch surfing. There's many layers to a person in their housing crisis. And so we do provide rental assistance for a wide variety. We also build homes. So we are in the housing development market, really creating homes for people. We just came up on our year anniversary of Liberty Apartments. We do a lot of work around workforce development. We've got a very robust employment services program that focuses on fathers and parents in general, getting them back to work, engaging in their child's life. We have parenting programs. We have mentoring programs for young parents. We have young girls in that program that are pregnant as young as 12 in this community. And that's startling. And there has been an increase in that, but we continue to make sure that our work is around making sure that young parent's life is not defined by the fact that they have had a teen pregnancy, that they continue to work towards their educational goals, employment goals, and whatnot, but also learn those critical parenting skills that, you know, even as an adult, you know, we wish they had a manual. So if you can imagine at a young age, we do work around senior services and hunger. And then in addition to all of the direct client services things that we do, and we do a lot of work around community needs assessments, community planning, strategic planning, assisting other groups and nonprofits to build their capacity. Really, our mission is not just about improving lives of individuals and families, but it's also about building stronger neighborhoods and communities.
And maybe you don't know exactly what all the final statistics look like for the census. I know there's been a lot of back and forth on the federal level with the most recent census data. In fact, I think the last time that we spoke to you, we were talking about getting the word out about filling out the census. Is there much guidance on that at this point?
Yeah, they haven't finalized all of the numbers and all of the boundaries and all the effects that it's going to cause. I've been monitoring that so that we can put out some information when that does happen. We served in a critical role on the Complete Counts Committee for this city and in our involvement in making sure that everybody was counted. And as soon as all of that information is disseminated, we will be disseminating that also. So maybe I can come back and talk about those changes when it happens.
And I'm sure that will directly affect some of the services that you'll be able to offer too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything we do is based on numbers.
Well, are there any upcoming events that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, obviously, Muddy River Marathon is coming up, and we do need volunteers for that. So if you're thinking about how can you be involved and maybe you're not sure, an easy way to start is by volunteering for that event. We need all the people we can get. You know, that's a long marathon, many, many miles and many roads that, you know, need some people to volunteer at. We just had our annual breakfast, and that was really exciting. Upcoming, probably our next major event will be Dancing with Show Me Stars. This is our fourth, I believe, annual event, and it's our largest fundraiser, and we have quite a number of local celebrities who are getting outside of their comfort zone to dance and raise funds for our mission and our cause, and you can find more information on that on our website at dancingwithshowmestars.com.
All right, and contact information for either how to volunteer or services that you might be needing from the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri. What is that website?
Well, you can go to our regular organizational website. It's www.cpsemo.org. I think there's a big button on there that says contact us, volunteer now, something like that. That's probably the easiest way. Everybody's technologically inclined. But certainly they could call our office, 573-651-3747. Dawana Leibel is our Director of Community Outreach. She's in charge of all of our fundraising efforts and volunteer efforts.
Well, thank you, Dr. Melissa Stickle. Now, Dr. Melissa Stickle.
Thank you for that.
Of the Community Partnership of Southeast Missouri.